In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is risen. Many times we talk about God as the one who is the healer of body and soul. Our whole self is not just body, and so being whole, being healed and being made whole is not just about fixing sicknesses or problems with our health. It calls us to immediate attention, our bodies. But the sickness of the soul may be sometimes harder to see. But it's also hard to separate sometimes the relationship between body and soul is very close. The condition in our soul is reflected by the actions that we take in our bodies. In the chrismation service, we're anointed, in the baptism service, we're anointed two different times. And we're anointed over various members of our body because the body is important. There's a misattributed quote to C.S. Lewis saying that you don't have a soul, you are a soul, you have a body, as if one were more important than the other. But we're not bodiless. God gave us this nature to be partakers of his nature and to bring this as stewards of all creation. That creation was good. Physicality was good. God blessed physicality. But when we think about wellness, sometimes we can have illnesses in our body and have healthy souls. Sometimes we can have very healthy bodies but very ill souls. And sometimes, and this is a little bit of a tricky part, sometimes the sickness of our soul manifests itself as sickness in the body as well. And we heard about that in today's gospel. Sometimes irresponsible behaviors about what we do with our bodies can lead to sickness. It's a natural consequence. If we have indulgent behaviors or if we react with the passions instead of with faith, that's bad for our body also, to lose our tempers, to worry without trusting God and to dwell on that. In one of Father Chris's sermons, he pointed out a study in which people who practice forgiveness are healthier bodily. That if we hang on to and meditate on resentment, that can affect us physically. But as I said, we have to be careful when we talk about that because it can be confusing. Some people who are laid up in hospitals ask, it's not uncommon, what did I do that God would want to punish me like this? Is this the result of a sin? And the answer to that question is sometimes yes, but God doesn't do it to get even. God does everything out of love, but He gives us an opportunity to turn to Him, because suffering and even death is not the worst thing that can happen to us. It's to be separate from God. And Christ warns about that too when he says, sin no more so that nothing worse befall you. What's worse than being paralyzed for 38 years? So we might suffer consequences physically for something sinful that we may have done. But in 2 weeks, we will hear the gospel about the man who was born blind. And that question was asked, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus says it was neither, but so that the glory of God could be shown. So that means that whether we sinned and we are experiencing consequences from it, or as the paralytic was, or if for no reason that we can understand, like we will hear in 2 weeks when we hear about the blind man, in all of those situations, God's glory can be manifested. We can be forgiven for our sins, even if we do have to live out the consequences of them, that God's grace is sufficient, as St. Paul says, that by the Holy Spirit we can unite to Christ through sickness and death. The body is a gift that God gave us. And it will not always be sick. So when we are risen from the dead and our bodies are whole, we want to be getting ready for that now. If they didn't matter, St. Paul says, if the dead are not raised, then eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. So we can be irresponsible with our bodies because nothing else matters. What misery. But the body does matter. And Jesus warns us in no uncertain terms that it's better for one member of your body to perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. The body, that's very close to home. And it's frightening to talk about that. And maybe it's discouraging because we know how much healing of soul and body we really need. Or maybe we know a little and we are discovering as we go closer to God. That's probably a better way of saying it. And when God talks like that to us, it's not because he doesn't love us. God is love. But if we take advantage of that love, then we won't experience his love as warmth and care. We will experience it as judgment and condemnation. But God is all love. And he can heal us bodily and spiritually, as we heard in today's gospel, because he healed the man. Rise, take up your pallet and walk. And he did. But when he saw him again, he said, sin no more, so that nothing worse befall you, showing that he has the power not just to heal illnesses, but also to give forgiveness of sins, which is not something that we see, but it's something that we celebrate in the life of the church, that God can transform us even if we don't see that physically. And we can have hope that when we rise with him, we'll be forgiven as long as we are people of repentance and people who put their faith in the Holy Spirit that can bring us to Christ and sanctify us. The healer of soul and body. What a mysterious an amazing and beautiful thing each one of us is. We must never forget that. And we must always trust God because He can heal body and soul. And when He does that, He can heal relationships. And He can direct us to do His will together. May He always give you courage as we are all seeking God's sanctification of soul and body. And may we always praise this healer, Christ our God, together with His eternal Father and His all holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and forever and unto the ages of ages. Christos anesti.